We are back from recess. As a quick note to both of you regarding the last order of business, I made a telephone call. The individual would be willing to do whatever we want that individual to do if, in fact, we were to call upon him. I'll do more research on that and bring it up next week.
Okay.
First order scheduled for 11 o'clock, bid award, newspaper services.
I have a question about that.
Yes, sir.
That, as I understand, the clerk had put out a separate bid for elections on this particular.
Yes, bid. We were leaving.
We rejected all the other bids before, and then we put back out.
Right.
Without the clerk's data, I believe, for our newspaper bid.
That's correct.
Are we back in? We back in session?
Yes, we are.
I'm going to make a motion to approve the bid on the newspaper part of it. That is the smallest portion of the entire bid.
Who are you awarding it to then?
Well, the only one that turned in a bid on it was Trilex News, wasn't it?
I believe that's correct. That was on the 10th. Yes. Yeah, we didn't receive one from the other company, so yes. I'll second the motion.
May I ask what period of time you're looking at?
Let me look at the specific bids here. I believe it's for the remainder of 2011.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the one bid that was received regarding legal notices.
Until December.
France and Trilex News. Discussion.
Until December 31st, is that what you're doing? And then going back out, is that the way it reads in 2011, Jim?
I'm going through here right now. It appears that... Making sure we have the right bid number. I wanted to go ahead and put a bid number with this if I could. We don't put a date on it, so we can do what we want on that. But traditionally it's the calendar year. And that bid number is 201106-134. It's called Newspaper Services.
201106-134?
Correct, sir.
Let me ask then if I have the motion correct. You've included the bid to run through December 31st of 2011 for legal notices as let.
Correct.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Next order of business is the bid for road materials.
I'm not prepared to bid award that yet. So I won't have a motion at this point. Danny might, but I won't.
Let me ask you this question. Would either of you be prepared to reject the bid?
I would like to visit with Randy at Road and Bridge just a minute.
Go right ahead.
I'd like to have him come forward. I'm going to ask you.
Randy, come on up.
Randy, as you well know, we rejected the first bid. And this last time there was only one bid came in, I think, but we have material stored from the last bid that was taken at this location. We have a need for chip and seal material. And that chip and seal material at that location has been used up, but there is still large quantities of other material.
Yes, we do have other material. We're actually in the need of not just the 3/8 chip material that we use for chip zero, but we're also in the need for like our 0-6 type material that we use for road building. We're out of a couple of different items at that location right now.
But we have materials that are on site that this county has paid for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's my main concern is the chip and seal program. If this location, as we put out for bid this time, was storage of materials in within a 3-mile radius of the county road barn there at that particular point. I do not want to jeopardize the process of needing materials for road and bridge chips. That's a very time-sensitive thing. We ran into the flooding 1 year. We ran into the ice storm 1 year, which took us out of our regular schedule on our chip and seal. We have almost 540 miles of chip and seal on asphalt roads in this county, and we cannot jeopardize the completion and resurfacing of those chip and seal roads. And to have something in that location is valuable to the county. I just wanted to make those statements. Is there, Randy, do you have a cost factor for hauling material from any of the other, is there 4 or 5 other locations we buy material from?
Yeah, we can buy that same material from all the other quarry locations, but it's going to be the haul factor and the time involved with putting our equipment to doing that type of work.
The amount of material hauled per day per unit truck?
That's the part that's going to eat up. And also about almost 50% of our chip seal that we're going to do this year would be served out of that hill to quarry if we had material there.
Is there material there? I guess I'm filling you full of a lot of questions, and I guess it is of main interest to you other two commissioners, but I'm more familiar with is there material there that can be converted into chips for chip and seal?
There is one pile there that would have to be rescreened, could be used, but getting them equipment in there and
to do that, you would need to go ahead and do everything, is what you're saying.
I think it would be more cost-effective for them to come in. I don't think they're going to want to come in just to screen that particular material.
Randy, when years passed, when we were hauling from that location, was it one person we'd send a truck operator, dump truck operator over there? He would load it, his own truck, right? Drive to the scale, do his own scale paperwork, and then drive out. Correct?
Right.
Can I stop you there? Because there has been, when we have, and we have always seemed to have a person that is coming back from either an injury or something like that, that we put on low scale work as far as not manual labor or something like that, that have operated the scale house. And
so then we have a scale house person and a driver then?
Generally, and depending on how many trucks at a given day, depending on the project going on, if we had several trucks, we would actually have a guy go over there and do the loading. I mean, it was easier that way if we had several trucks running in and out on a given project.
Was it like 15 minutes to load a truck, probably?
10, 15 minutes, yeah. It don't take very long. So.
With the bridge operation that's going on that the state has, it's going to cost the county a little more money to chip and seal roads on that end of the county, and hopefully you'll have pushed at that. The reason I'm talking about this, gentleman, is this is a time-sensitive issue. We'll have materials that are needed for different locations in a time-sensitive manner. And I want you to understand that before we make any motions, whether it be to reject or whether it be to go forward with.
That was my question. Would either of you entertain a motion to reject right now? Commissioner Straffus has said he's not ready to make a decision, so he's not going to make a motion one way or the other. I have questions that have been raised to me that I still haven't found an answer for, so I want to make sure that we follow the procedure correctly and fairly. That's all. I understand certainly your concerns about us delivering a good product at the best price possible that will save this county money and the road and bridge department money as we utilize the materials that are needed to do our work. And I also understand what you're sharing about being time sensitive. I still have questions about it. So,
well, if you have questions about it, then and you're not wanting to move forward, Jim's already stated he's not going to move forward with it. I'll make the motion to reject it then. If you gentlemen,
we don't have to reject. We can just leave it hold until make a decision some other time. But that's entirely.
That might be the best thing to do in case we run into a situation where we absolutely see that it's going to be cost
prohibitive.
Yes, to go ahead with it. Let's leave it lay.
I thought the issues were being addressed when we established the new guidelines of within a 3-mile radius of our property over there, that there would be stored materials and that we would draw from those stored materials to do work. But in all fairness, there is a quarry there. There is no other quarry there. And if any other individual wants to open a quarry, they can't do that in the 2-week time period that we gave them to do that. I mean, that's one consideration. There are many others that have come up, but I would tell anybody out there that's interested in this area and wants to do business in that area, that there is a quarry out there, and at some point in time, this commission is going to go to bids, and if somebody else wants to duplicate what's already been done on another parcel of property and compete, they need to do that. Or this commission may make a decision to move forward with what's available to save the county money. Is that fair to say?
That's the way that I understand. The need is there. Is the best way to put it. The need is there. So,
would you make a motion then to reject the bid as received?
I would rather just let it lay. Is it time?
We can repost it.
You looked at it though? Is it wrote in time sensitive matter?
It's not.
Okay.
We don't have to make a decision. It just says that we were going to open the bids on the 13th, which we did.
Got another agenda review then. Let's pick a time in the future to
That'd be great.
That. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Let's move on to BOE, policies and procedures for upcoming sessions. Before.
Randy, I want to visit with you after we get through with this, because this is the last item we have on our.
Before we go into Board of Equalization, we do that at Board of Equalization. Gentlemen, let's go out of county commission for a few short minutes and go into session as the Board of Equalization. How do we technically do that?
We've all been sworn in, is that correct?
Yep. Correct.
Okay. Just call it to order.
And then we'll have to, as a commission, because I believe I was the chair last year, and you have to re-elect a chair every year, I think is what the rules are. So we'll have to establish a chair of the new BOE summer session so that we can move forward to conduct a meeting. Is that right?
Yeah, but we'll have to do that with the other two members, or need to with the other two members.
We can't have a BOE meeting without a chair because there's no way to call the meeting to order. Unless the... Can the commission establish... The commission can I extend... Well, then I can act as chair because I was the last sworn in chair, and we can do that, and then we can, when all of us get together, we can re-elect a new chair for the summer session.
Go through election of officers at that meeting.
That's fine. Until someone else is sworn in as the next chair, then I can at least conduct the meeting quickly, and then I think we know why we're doing this. So.
Yeah.
So you're going to recess the commission?
The Taney County Commission will stand in recess until after Board of Equalization has met.
Okay. We're going to bring up as BOE now. We're going to...
Okay, so we're going to put that in?
Yeah.